process for obtaining witnesses in his favor and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. With us this morning is Carolyn Hamlet. And Carolyn's story is she comes from an occult family. Now, what most people find it difficult to believe is that there really is a spiritual battle taking place today, that there really are families that are satanic. And down through the generations, these people are raised to worship Satan and get all the wonderful benefits that comes along with giving your allegiance to the prince of this world, which, of course, can bring a great fame and fortune. And many of the people of great wealth come from families that, for successive generations, have pledged their allegiance to the dark force. Not imaginary. It's very real. There is a supernatural element out there. And I've known people in the past who have come from such families. Well, our guest this morning, Carolyn Hamlet, fits into that category, and certainly she was been on her other programs, and I thought we'd let her talk a little bit about her experience to you this morning, because it's so vitally important that people understand we truly are engaged in a spiritual battle. And you can't understand the recent election of our new president, or why he selected the same people to surround him who have always been there in Washington, D.C., in positions of power. And this idea of change is as phony as a $3 bill. I mean, we are changing from one administration to the other, but the same policies are going to continue. But we can't let the American people know that. They're optimistic. Things are going to get better, or are they? Well, we are involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political, financial, cultural, economic, educational battlefield. And most people don't even know that battle is going on, but Carolyn does. Good morning, Carolyn. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How about you?
Fine. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your family, how far this association with the dark forces go back, how you were raised, and just go ahead and tell them your story.
Okay. I don't know how far back it goes. I assume it goes possibly thousands of years. That's the way the bloodlines to the dark side go. I'm just familiar with some of my family background that is from the beginning of the United States. Some of my family members came over from England in the 1700s. And the purpose, of course, was to colonize, but at the same time, these people came over to start a government and to found the United States with the plan to promote the plan, which is Satan's plan, to do away with everything that is Christianity, to actually bring the world under the control of one government, which would be governed by their dictator, which would be they call the Christ. Some of the people in my family, my ancestors, have believed that they were Christians and that they were serving the Most High God, God Almighty, and they died believing that. Some of those people were the best servers ever because they were so dedicated to serving God that they were very loyal to the directions they received from the spiritual realm. Some of my ancestors were directly involved with the government of the United States, and I have presidents in the family and well-known people. Some of them are not as well-known, but they were in the top groups that were working with the governments within the states and the early colonies in the states. But the main goal, of course, was something that they would never see happen in their lifetime. But they were good with that because, of course, like what Dr. Stan just said, there was fame and there was fortune. Some people would give up to serve Satan to have that fame and that fortune, and to that they would consider giving up their lives also for their descendants to have the fame and the fortune. So what happened with me and with my mother and some of my other family members, grandfather, great-grandfather, these people believed that they actually were Christians, believed that they were serving God, that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and but they, okay, there are two different sides of what we called the spiritual hierarchy. Actually, there are two spiritual hierarchies. One, of course, was the very, very first one, and that is our Creator, the one who created the entire universe. And that comes first. The second spiritual hierarchy is the counterfeit, and Lucifer heads that. So the people at the top know that it is Lucifer. They have seen Lucifer. And the side that many of my family members started out on was the what they call the white side. It isn't white. The other side is satanic, just blatant Satanism. Now, the white side, they consider themselves doing good. They don't consider themselves having anything to do with the deeds of darkness. So when you're dealing in the spiritual realm through that part of the spiritual hierarchy, a lot of the work is done with mind control, out-of-the-body work, through telepathy. You're given spiritual powers in order to carry out the work that they want you to do to promote their program. And that is, of course, to deceive others. You don't believe you're deceiving them because the doctrine that you're taught is you believe you're doing good, even if it means that someone has to die. You're brainwashed into believing that you would kill in order to keep the program going, and that the program comes first because that you believe that God comes first. So it is like a mind control thing where they convince you that if you're told that you need to kill your own family member, that to promote the goodness of the program, you'll do that and feel good about it. So anyway, with my mother and with myself, my mother was contacted by one of the spiritual masters of the spiritual hierarchy. She was recruited to work for them because she did have psychic abilities that had been running through the family line for many generations.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. And of course, these members of the hierarchy, they're really demonic beings. People don't understand that there really are demonic beings that can materialize and dematerialize, and I've read many times articles by people.
Back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I was simply saying that the members of the spiritual hierarchy, the occultists believe that they are human beings who become perfected through successive coming back, cycling through life time after time in reincarnation, and that these spiritual beings, they are the masters. Well, actually, they're demonic beings. But there are many people who reported being in contact with them. They call them the spiritual hierarchy. That is, of course, the term that is used by the people on the other side when they talk about the plan. And when they talk about the plan, it's always written with a capital P. And we do have a little pamphlet put out by the demonic side. It's called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, circulated by the Lucius Trust, of course, one of the most powerful organizations in America today, with branches in London and Geneva. And of course, they keep up the prayer room at the United Nations. They're solidly behind the United Nations, which is to become the one world government. But they put out this little pamphlet, and we wanted to help them get it circulated, so it is available through Radio Liberty. If you get any of their other items, just ask for the Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, and you can read what they tell one another about who really runs the world. So you go right ahead, Carolyn.
Something that... Okay, I guess I should get back
you were
bit.
Talking about how your mother had been contacted because she had the supernatural power. I suppose she was like a medium?
That's a pretty much of an understatement. She always was able to have contact with spirits, and there would be like spirits that do follow family lines. They stay in the family and encourage the family members who are open to it. They would encourage them to develop more spiritual abilities to enlighten them. And with the spiritual hierarchy, when the master, I don't know which one it was, my mother never told me, but one of them did materialize in front of her and told her that they had been watching her for quite a while, and that's something they do with the elite families. They watch their members, the family line, to see who is going to be suitable for the plan, whether it's going to be in the satanic side as for abuse, mind control, or possibly a sacrifice, or in the other side, which is a counterfeit of goodness, counterfeit of light, and if they seem to be religious and have a heart after God, then they will recruit those people into the spiritual hierarchy where, you know, the masters of wisdom are known to be the leaders. However, the masters of wisdom run the whole shebang, and it's run by Lucifer. Not everybody knows that until they get to the top. But with my mother, because she believed in God and wanted to do work for God, and also because they built up her pride about that, and the fact that she was intelligent, and they capitalized on that with my mother, and she decided that, yes, she'd dedicate her life and service to them. So from that point on, when she was 16 years old, she was in contact regularly with the Ascended Masters of Wisdom, and she was able to do lots of things that attracted people to her so that she could further their spiritual enlightenment, which was not enlightenment, it was actually darkness. She was, of course, like a medium, and she could foresee the future. And of course, it wouldn't be 100% because only true prophets of God can do that. So, but then when I was born, she Actually had guidance from the Masters of Wisdom on how to raise me, just as I had guidance from the Masters of Wisdom on how to raise my children. And it was from the time I was a baby, I can remember leaving my body and going to classes. I mean, I was like a regular person the way I am now, but I would be taught. And I did that throughout my life, leaving the body. And then I was, I won't go into all the training, but there was a lot of work in my body during my daytime and out of my body at nighttime.
They call it astral projection.
Yes, astral projection. And I did have a number of abilities that were be psychic abilities. So I also have the experience from the demonic side, much of just truly demonic things. And I never was possessed, but they tried to possess me. So the way I was raised was that I needed to overcome them, those demons, in order to get myself to a higher spiritual level to help humanity. But that was next to impossible. I did sit down one day with my Bible in my hand because I believed I was serving God, and I just said, God, if this is how I have to get to you, to better myself so that I can reach you and to help people, I can't do it. You know, I have no power to overcome these demonic forces. So at that point, I did give up what I was involved in. However, I was continuously beat up physically and by demons on a daily basis. And it does happen where many people will get, well, it's like a physical person or physical things grabbing people or hurting people. But there's nothing there. That's what happened to me. And like The Exorcist, the movie The Exorcist, on the bedroom scene of The Exorcist, like I said before in other programs, I didn't do the green pea soup stuff, and my head didn't spin, but I did have demons beating me up, bouncing, levitating my bed, throwing huge objects at me, pieces of furniture, screaming obscenities at me, pulling my hair. There'd be like five of them at once. There'd be some pulling my hair, some grabbing my skin and pulling my skin like it felt like my skin was going to come off the bones. The hands were going up, invisible hands going up through my mattress, grabbing me. It was just torturous.
Well, you know, so, it sounds so incredible, and yet we have a wonderful book. Really, the book that really began to introduce me to this whole thing, it was written by a Jesuit priest who I later came to know, named Malachi Martin. I found the book in a bookstore over in Hawaii back in 1980. It's called Hostage to the Devil. We carry the book along with my interviews with Father Malachi. It's called The Wisdom of Father Malachi, a four-tape set. But we carry his book, Hostage to the Devil, which is a description of five exorcisms carried out under the auspices of the Catholic Church, very, very carefully documented exactly what had happened, and all the records were there. And Father Malachi, who himself was an exorcist, actually pulled these out and took five cases and chronicled them. And the story that he tells of other people's experience, so similar to Carolyn's, really, it's incredible as you begin to read what has really happened to people who've come under demonic possession. This is not imaginary. You and I live in an artificial world separated from the true spiritual battle that's going on, but there's some people who bridge that battle, and Carolyn was one of them. The book, Hostage to the Devil, available through Radio Liberty or as part of our Malachi Martin special, we recommend to you because we want you to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged today. So go right ahead, Carolyn.
Well, just don't ever get yourself involved in the occult. You know, don't be around Ouija boards. Don't have anything to do with seances. Stay away from people who do those things. Don't watch television shows that even have any of that on there or discuss it.
Well, what the people are watching Oprah Winfrey all the time. Oprah has people into this. She had Rhonda Burns on, not once but twice. Rhonda wrote a book called the secret and put out a DVD. You can go up on the internet and pull down the secret, Rhonda Byrne's The Secret. Watch the trailer on her DVD. Sold, I don't know, 6 or 7 million copies of her book and millions of copies of her DVD. That tells you there's a force out there, a force that you can come in contact with, that you can harness, and will bring you happiness and testimonies from all sorts of people, not necessarily there, but certainly Jim Carrey has endorsed this. Ellen DeGeneres has endorsed it. Certainly Oprah, with her billions of dollars, has endorsed this. You, too, can have this wonderful access to these forces that are out there. All you have to do is utilize your mind to contact them. People say, well, Chris, I would never go to a seance, but you'll watch Oprah Winfrey. You'll watch other similar television programs that are going to introduce you to these forces, and the force is there, and it will give you wealth and power and fame, but at the cost of your eternal soul. Go right ahead, Carol.
That's the big deal. It'll cost you your eternal soul and very likely your loved ones. But there's only one power to get free of all of this. It's so very deceptive that, like what Dr. Stan was just talking about with these celebrities, you open the door. First of all, if you do listen to any of those programs, you are opening the door to the dark side. There are unholy spirits. Do you want to be led by the Holy Spirit of God? Or do you want to entertain the doctrine of devils and be guided by unholy spirits? To me, it's just a no-brainer from my experience. It's just, it's not worth it. God, our Heavenly Father will give you anything you need for His work. You put Him first. And this, of course, Dr. Stan can explain more about that better than I can. But I do know from my own experience that the power, it's knowing who the true Jesus Christ is. It's His power, God's power, that is able to break the powers of darkness. And I don't fear the powers of darkness because I have been able to use this, knowing who Jesus Christ is, and saying, commanding in the name of Jesus Christ that the dark side, that those spirits cease, and they don't control me like they used to. I just stick so as close as I can to my Heavenly Father. I talk to Him throughout my day. That's a good part of, probably the only good part about me being in the dark side, is I have to stay so very close to my Heavenly Father. And I question any kind of a thought that comes through my mind, anything that, it's not like a voice, but anything that sounds like guidance, I have to double, triple check. I mean, I have to be oh so cautious. And that's just what people that have been in the occult have to deal with. And especially if they've been in contact with the masters of wisdom, that, you know, there's that telepathic telepathic contact that way. One of the things that I wanted to get into a little more is how we got to where we are today. You know, we were mentioning about Obama being president. Well, there are some things that started way, way back. But in my lifetime, the first thing that I remember was a big deal was when Sputnik was launched in 1957, October 4th, I believe it was. That was what a lot of people considered the start of the space race. Well, people in my group knew that what that meant, that was the first satellite that was going to be the start of the program that would control every human being in the entire world. They believed by the year 2000. Okay, it hasn't happened by the year two. It didn't happen by the year 2000 because God Almighty has His own plan. So they can only do what we will, they call us the masses. They can only move as fast as we will allow them, or God Almighty will allow them to move. So with Sputnik was the, what I knew was from Sputnik that in the future we would have satellite systems that would control every human being, that we would have the computer systems, we would signs and wonders could be shown in the skies. I didn't know anything about laser technology, but I knew that those things would happen. I didn't know what to call it, but all that I was told would happen has happened. George W. Bush has given speeches, mainly it was, I think, 1991, September 11th. He threw out many of the esoteric terms that I told would be thrown out around the year 2000 that would usher in the next section of the plan.
He talked about the New World Order. He talked about 1,000 points of light. Well, that was a different speech, the New World Order speech. And he began to popularize that idea of the New World Order. What was he talking about? The devil's plan.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web. www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Carolyn, or Carolyn Hamlet. That's not her real name, but that's the name she goes by. And certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Carolyn, our number is, of course, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. Do such things really happen? There's young orthopedist who came to town, and we became good friends. Of course, I was quite a bit older than he was, but of course he was a Christian, and that's a little unusual to find among young doctors. Most of them are the victims of a liberal education, college education, medical school education. But his story of how he became a Christian is really amazing. He was staying at his father's house one evening when suddenly a demon landed on his chest and started clawing at him and trying to choke him, and It had wings and looked horrible. And he goes, he was laying there trying to cry out because he thought, is this real? Is this imaginary? He was so frightened. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't speak. He couldn't cry out. And the terrifying experience. And finally, of course, the demon left him. And, of course, he got up, looked in the mirror, and, of course, his shirt is ripped, the claw marks on his chest. Well, of course, he became a Christian right at that point, realizing that there really is this supernatural realm. One of the few Christian doctors we had in our community, and it was wonderful to be able to share things with another doctor, because most people find it so difficult to believe that there really is a supernatural realm out there. But it is. And if you haven't ever read Malachi Martin's wonderful book, Hostage to the Devil, or heard my interviews with Malachi, or you get the two of them together with the Malachi Martin special, you need to get this. You need to get the other material we have that goes into the supernatural. We even have many of the books from the other side. We don't list them in our catalog. One of them is, of course, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. It's written by a man named Wayne Peterson, who was recruited into the movement by a man named David Rockefeller. And, of course, Wayne Peterson played a key position working at a high echelon of our government and then eventually retired, and he is living in Henderson, Nevada, along with many other people who've come there, because this is, of course, where Maitreya, they're told, will appear. Maitreya is the Christ, not Jesus Christ, but the Christ. And, of course, you can go up on the Internet and look up Maitreya and learn all about him. Look up the Masters of Wisdom that Carolyn was talking about. And there are literally millions of people in America who are waiting for the return of Maitreya. And of course, look up the Masters of Wisdom. Google in the term Masters of Wisdom. Understand this. Don't become fascinated with it, but you must understand the true nature of the spiritual battle is not between Republicans and Democrats or liberals or conservatives or the right and the left. It is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We have somebody on the line. Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
A couple of questions I'd like to ask Carolyn.
Sure, will you go ahead and ask her?
Okay. One is, we've been dealing with the judicial system, and we have concerns that they're Masons. And what does she know about the Masonic order in the judicial system, our judges and our court systems?
All right, that's a good question, Carolyn. Do you know anything on that subject?
I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know that many of the people in our government and, of course, the judicial system. I know.